I would like to you to open your Bibles to Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 4. This morning I would like to spend a few minutes to talk about protection and who we should go to ask for protection. We need protection from criminals or from anything that's almost worldly, we call the police. But they can only do so much. It wasn't that many years ago I was robbed. I wasn't home. But the police came and they looked at everything and they said, well, yeah, they certainly did leave a mess, but we probably won't find what they took. And that was pretty well the end of it. So worldly protection only goes so far. And so it's the same with the people that are, say, in countries like Iran and Iraq that don't want to believe about or in the insurgence of the Taliban and anything like that. So they seek protection, but it doesn't work either. Some get protected for a little while, others don't. Now, in Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 4, we read these words. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you, and I traded their lives for you because you are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. Special emphasis on Egypt and Ethiopia, and you'll know why. Minute or two. In Isaiah 43, 1 to 4, we read how the Lord God wanted to protect Israel and how he said he would do it. And I believe that the words written here should have significance today in our troubled world. He not only says how, but also why. And in these words of explanation, should be meaningful for us today. Now, just as God brought the freedom of the Israelites with blood, so has our Father purchased us with the blood of Christ. Remember what he said? He gave Egypt and Ethiopia so that he could rescue and protect Israel. So has he, if we want to, protecting us through the blood of Jesus. It costs. Just as the Jewish people of that day, so are we the same today in many respects. The children of Israel had witnessed firsthand how God saved them from slavery in Egypt and how he protected them for 40 years in the desert as they wandered there. And I could name numerous other places in the Old Testament about how he protected them from their enemies, even when they were in captivity. And here he also says that when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. I wonder if they were thinking of that when they went through the Red Sea, because the waters must have been pretty deep to have everything go from one side to the other. And I wonder how many walked through there and saw that wall of water and said, well, I hope it doesn't come down. But what about us? In our modern society, we have wandered away from our Savior so far that in many circles today, people don't know what having a Savior means or who he might be. More and more, especially in the next two generations after mine, this is a stark reality. Why? Well, nobody with any influence in their lives has told them that they need a Savior. Ask some of your non-believing friends if they have a Bible and when they opened it last. And in many cases, you will get a really blank look on their face. And we've all seen that look. Well, if your friends don't know, then how will their children know? And we have a God and Savior in Jesus Christ that in John 6:29 explains the only thing that he really wants us to do. And his words are very plain. Let's turn to John. While you're turning to John, it says almost the same thing in Micah 6, verse 8. Know, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And in John 6, 29, he explains very clearly. Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. Believe in the one he has sent, and if you believe in Jesus, he'll take care of the rest. He will guide you where he wants you, and he will protect you. Remember the 72 that Jesus sent out? He told them not to take anything earthly along with them but their clothes on their back. Well, why? Well, he would protect them on their journey, and he also wants to protect us. That's exactly what God was saying in Isaiah 43 and also in Psalm 23 and in so many other places in the Bible. He talks about protection. Jesus said that he would be just like a mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wings when she sees trouble coming. He will let certain things happen in our lives. He's not going to take all the bad things away. And we are not immune to troubles on this earth, not until we meet our Maker in heaven. He may even let us stray and try life on our own like we are prone to do, but Jesus is always ready to take us back if we confess our faith and come back to him. So just as he protected the nation of Israel, so God will protect us. Why? He bought us. He bought us with the blood price of his son Jesus. And all we have to do is believe. And through faith in Jesus, the price in both cases was high. But the purchase was made so that we could receive it as a gift for all eternity. I want that protection. And I want other people to know it too. And so I would like to end by reciting a song. And explains the fact that the arms of Jesus are still always open to us when we go astray. Have any of you ever heard Jim Reeves sing It Is No Secret? Isn't that a wonderful song? I hope I can get through it without tearing up. The chimes of time ring out as another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. But do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no right For in his, pardon me, there is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is in your side, on your side. It is no secret what God can do.